Off-Grid Christianity is taking a summer break, but we will be returning on the first weekend in September. Here is a preview of just some of the guests you'll be hearing. Absolutely dissed the film. It was awful. What really annoyed me was I'm pretty sure that person did not even see the film.
So my friend Daniel has a film stalker. He's done about 8 different Christian films with his Crystal Creek Media, his company. And apparently this guy deliberately does everything he can. He's got several different accounts that he can use, so he can leave more than one negative review. And he just tears him apart every single time. I won't even read those.
I read that, and that was definitely the beginning of returning to God. And there were other sort of significant books, conversations and people and things along that journey. And it was definitely a bit of a bumpy journey back in for me. And there were times where I planned to go to church and got as far as the door and turned around and walked out again. There were times that I literally walked out in the middle of the service because I just couldn't cope with it. But eventually I found, I suppose, a home that fitted or a place that suited.
I grew up in a family really not knowing my father at all. So I have no memory of him. And so there were 4 of us in the home with my mother. I sort of didn't really get along with my mum as a child. I was struggling at school in the very early years. I couldn't read or write. You know, I was just trying to probably escape and look for some other life somewhere. That was sort of my thoughts as a young child. Often I would run away from home and try and find somewhere else to live. I'd often get picked up by the police. In the end, they put me into a boys' home, you know, actually here in Melbourne. From memory, I think I went in there twice overall. You know, that was my early childhood, was quite unhappy, pretty sort of dysfunctional family life. And just didn't know what my future was going to be.
Yeah, he was very brave, my dad. You see, what I was very fortunate because he came out when I was 10. And so my secondary school life had got nothing to do with Brethren. I could kind of reinvented myself. I was very fortunate to go to the grammar school. So I came on the train every day. I had kind of freedom, you know, it was amazing. I remember that there was a school teacher. She couldn't make me out because she was the RE teacher, and I was very, very suspicious of her because she gave alternative explanations of why the Red Sea, the Reed Sea, all these other things that they have to teach. Of course, I was really suspicious because my thinking was very absolute, very straight. But over time, I got to know her, and she was a wonderful Christian, and she ran Girl Crusaders, that's right. But why I particularly love her, she went to my dad and told him that I had to wear trousers to go away on this climbing weekend. And I said I couldn't go because I wasn't allowed to wear trousers. Because although we'd left, all these things had carried on. And she sussed it out. And she spoke directly to my dad and was really respectful and kind, but firm. So I got my first pair of jeans because of her.
In the Ramaya oil fields, we had a group called the Pathfinders who were with us. And they are the ones who are specially selected out of the paras to do certain things, sort of high altitude, low opening parachuting. They do all sorts of things. A young corporal came to see me. I knew him. He was a Christian, actually, Pentecostal Christian. My church tent was up, and I was going to hold a little service in the sand. He came to that tent about half an hour before sunset, and he came cammed up with his weapon with him and bandoliers on his shoulders and so on. I said, just put your weapons down, put all your stuff down, come inside, tell me why you're here. He said, well, I want to take communion. I said, we're going to do a service in half an hour. I said, me and my small team are about to go out again tonight. I killed men for the first time in my life last night, 4 men. I'm about to go out tonight. I don't know if I'll come back. I want to make peace with God. I want to take communion. I said, well, let's do that. When you're kind of, you know, a foot and a half away from someone and you are sharing bread and wine and using words, which are very sacrificial words, of Jesus dying for us and shedding his blood, you know, your body broken for me, your blood shed for me. These are not just words, they're very powerful words. And in that sort of context, he took those, went out into the night. He was a married man. His wife actually was in the brigade elsewhere. He came back and continued doing some of the things he was doing. So a very brave man, actually, but a strong Christian faith, which developed over the years. But that was one of the incidents at that time, which touches you, as these people do touch you. And you, in God's grace, touch them too, in terms of their mortality, their hopes, their fears, and so on.
Should you want to contact us in the meantime, our email address is ogc@accessradio.biz, biz is spelled B-I-Z. And don't forget that all our previous 92 episodes are available on our YouTube channel, Off Grid Christianity, and the main podcast platforms as well. You can also contact us via our website, www.offgridchristianity.co.uk, which also has access to our previous episodes and more. Looking forward to your company from the first week in September. Until then, cheerio.